This is the first time researchers have used DNA sequencing to study bacteria in the air. They wanted to find out what's normal and what's harmful. Federal officials are hoping to improve on the way they test the air for potential bioterrorism agents. Gary Anderson is the lead author of the study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. He says the current monitoring system tests the air above most major U.S. cities for specific pathogens. He says the new research will make that system better.
To see not just whether or not these specific handful of pathogens were present, but what actually was the microbial composition in the air. And that also may give some clue as to whether things are normal or suspicious circumstances.
Anderson says the research will make it clearer whether or not people are actually in danger. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.